From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. The Daily Freeman is reporting voters in the 3rd Judicial District appear to have chosen 2 Democrats and a conservative to fill 3 open state Supreme Court justice positions. As of early Wednesday, November 9th, Democrat candidates Megan Gilligan and Sharon Graff, as well as conservative candidate Thomas Marcel, had received the most votes to secure 14-year terms on the bench, according to unofficial results. With 805 of 805 districts reporting, Gilligan received 164,493 votes, while Graff received 162,909, and Marcel received 162,803. Democrat Heidi Theus Cochran trailed with 160,822 votes. Gilligan, 41, is the Sullivan County District Attorney and lives in the town of Forestburg. She has been a member of the Sullivan County District Attorney's Office since 2009. Graff, 51, is the Principal Court Attorney for Ulster County Supreme Court Justice Julian Schreibman and lives in Cotskill in Ulster County. Marcel, 60, is a Cohoes City Court Judge, as well as an acting Troy and Albany City Court Judge. He lives in Slingerlands, Albany County. The 3rd Judicial District includes Albany, Columbia, Greene, Rensselaer, Schoharie, Sullivan, and Ulster counties. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Columbia County reported other election results. For Ancrum Town Justice, 2 were elected. Kathleen Redlich, Democrat-Republican, wins with 631 votes, and Susan Flamd, Democrat, with 380 votes, is also elected, while Richard Novick, Republican, is 9 votes short with 371 votes. In Ulsterlitz Town Council, Christopher Schober, Democrat, with 703 votes. Clambrick Town Justice, Michael H. Brandon, Republican, with 1,660 votes. In Kinderhook Town Council, George J. Graham, Republican Conservative, with 2,788 votes. In Livingston Town Council, Fred Conte, write-in, with 257 votes. James Kelly, write-in, with 152. In Stockport Town Justice, Malcolm G. Smalley, Republican Conservative, with 746 votes. In Taconic Town Justice, Robert Prochera, Republican Conservative, with 327 votes. In New Lebanon, Proposition 1, Highway Superintendent, yes, 449, no, 595. In Hudson, Prop 1, Ward Boundaries, yes, 1,328, no, 383. In Clavrick, Prop 1, Library Funding, yes, 1,656, no, 907. Kinderhook, Prop 1, Library Funding, yes, 2,546, no, 1,621. Chatham, Prop 1, Library Funding, yes, 1,690, no, 539. And in Germantown, Prop 1, Library Funding, yes, 666, and no, 321. Voters in Greene County had a number of local races, all but one uncontested on the ballot November 8th. The County Board of Elections is reporting the following. Greene County District Attorney Joseph Stanzoni, Republican Conservative, 14,161, or 99.61%, and write-ins, 55, or 0.39%. The Greene County Treasurer, Peter J. Marcoux, Republican Conservative, with 13,905, or 99.66%, and write-ins, 48, or 0.34%. For Greene County Coroner, Hassan J. Basajic III, Republican Conservative, 13,398, or 52.04%. Daniel F. Giulino, Republican Conservative, 12,268, or 47.65%, and write-in, 80, or 0.31%. For Greene County Coroner, to fill an unexpired term of 1 year, Edward E. Brandt, Republican Conservative, 13,184, or 99.72%, and write-ins, 37, or 0.28%. County Legislature, District 1, Catskill, to fill an unexpired term for 2 years, Joseph J. Lucas Jr., Republican Conservative, 2802, which is 99.5%, and write-ins, 14, which is 0.5%. The Cairo Town Board to fill an unexpired term for 1 year, Deborah A. Bogans, Republican Conservative, 1944, which is 99.4%, and write-ins, 11, or 0.56%. For Catskill Town Justice, William R. Jacobs, Republican Conservative, 2780, which is 99.18%, and write-ins, 23, which is 0.82%. For Greenville Town Justice, Kevin R. Lewis, Republican Conservative, 1338, or 99.41%. Halcott Town Supervisor to fill an unexpired term for 1 year, A. Inez Kazanoff, running on Democrat and Republican, received 100%, 138 votes. Halcott Town Board to fill an unexpired term for 3 years, Eric C. Francowake, Democrat, Republican, 137 votes, or 99.27%, and one write-in, 0.73%. Halcott Town Board to fill an unexpired term for 1 year, Samantha Ann Bolton, Democrat, Republican, 140 votes, which was 100%. Huntertown Justice Mary Suzanne Timpson, Democrat, 529 votes, or 56.52%, 407 write-ins, or 43.48%. New Baltimore Town Justice Anthony C. Consol, Jr., Republican Conservative, 1,138 votes, 99.48%, and write-ins, 6 votes, 0.52%, and Prattsville Town Board to fill an unexpired term for 3 years, Mason C. Chase, Democrat, 127 votes, which was 39.69%, and Kenneth J. Arigama, Republican, 193 votes, which was 60.31%. Chris Bragg reports in the Times Union that Republicans made gains in both the state Senate and Assembly in this fall's election, but whether Democrats in the Senate retain a two-thirds supermajority is still in dispute. At least two close races that have not been called yet will decide if the supermajority remains. In the Assembly, Democrats will hold on to their supermajority. Since 2020, Democrats in the Senate and Assembly have held a supermajority with enough votes to overturn a veto from the governor. That power has gone unused so far with former Governor Andrew Cuomo and current leader Kathy Hochul. Republicans picked up between 5 and 7 seats in the Assembly this year. Still undecided elections in Brooklyn and Syracuse will determine if the Democrat supermajority remains in the state Senate. Locally, because of redistricting, Republican incumbent Sue Sereno was running against another sitting lawmaker, Democrat State Senator Michelle Henchy, and Henchy won, picking up a seat for Democrats. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.